Robert E. Kelly.
Okay, hold on, Mr. Kelly, let's see who's going to conduct your hearing at this time, sir.
That's fine.
Okay, thank you, sir.
The Honorable Mr. Mayor is going to serve as the lead for your hearing at this time, so just hold on to the phone, sir.
Okay, thank you all very much.
Thank you.
Tap my head on the tree here.
Okay, sir, can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir, I can, sir.
Okay. Would you please state your full name and agency number for the record, please?
Sir, my name is M.A. Robert E. Kelly. My uncle, the ID number is 039677.
Thank you, sir. You're free for the Arizona Board of Executive Services this afternoon in reference to your community supervision application. I'm going to introduce the board members who conduct the hearing at this time. On the screen,
yes, sir.
To your far left, we start down there with the Honorable Michael Johnson, then we have the Honorable Bill Rittenhouse. In the center, which we have the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who's our former chairman. To the far right, the Honorable Willie Canonis, and my name is David Neal, and I'll be your hearing meeting today. Also, we have the Honorable Mr. Turner from the Department of Corrections, and he'll also represent the control office today.
Yes, sir.
So prior to the hearing, sir, you received a notification from the advising end of the hearing. You know that form?
Didn't I sign, sir?
Well, the form that told me what the hearing was going to be, did you sign it? Do you remember that?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. On that form, you notified the right to appear and speak on your own behalf or obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney, sir, or did you represent yourself today?
I don't represent myself, sir.
Okay, so at this time, I'm going to swear to you, Mr. Turner. You solemnly swear to tell the truth, hold the truth, and nothing but the truth of what you got, or do you still affirm?
Yes, sir.
I do.
Okay, you're going to be involved in two phases today, sir. In phase one, we will determine if the terms and conditions of your supervision, your community supervision, have been violated. And then in phase three, we will determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. So for phase one, what I'm going to do, sir, is I'm going to read the one allegation that's on the warrant, and after I read, I'm going to ask you if it's true or false. So allegation number one is a violation of Arizona condition of supervision number four, and demonstrated by your failure to successfully complete the VRA RCDM 90-day program on or about December 25th, 2018, and directed on December 11th, 2018. Is that true or false, sir?
That's true, sir.
Okay. Alright, so based on the conditions of District 7, I'm going to move and find that you delinquent, else you violated terms and conditions of your supervision, and that you may have lapses or not lapses or criminal ways for the company.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, second by Dr. Wright, read by Mr. Johnson, Mr. Rittenhouse. Okay, sir, we're getting ready to move to phase two. But before we do this, Turner's going to give some background information, so stay there on the phone and I'll be right back to you.
Yes, sir, thank you.
Okay, Mr. Turner.
Yes, sir. Kelly was released from ADC custody on 11-28-2018 and arrested on 12-27-2018 by ADC on a tech violation. No new charges are noted. He was returned back to ADC custody on 12-27-2018 with a CCD of 7-30-2019, zero abscondes. Current convictions, 2014 commitment F, count 1, marijuana violation, 1 year. 2014 commitment G, count 1, aggravated assault, 5 years. Prior convictions, 1977 commitment A, count 1, burglary, 7 years. 1977, commitment B, count 1, possession of marijuana for sale, 3 years. 1982, burglary second degree, 3 years, 9 months. 1995, marijuana violation, 1 year. 1997, aggravated assault, 3 years, 6 months. This is his fifth term in ADC with a CUIR score of 2-3, mental health score of 3, substance abuse score of 3. No SCG information is noted. Prior terms of supervision, 1985, mandatory release, absconded for 6 months, 13 days, arrested and administratively revoked. 2001, TIS release, arrested, revoked by BOEC. Disciplinary is moderate with rioting noted. Other arrest, 1977, marijuana violation, Arizona County Jail. 1979, burglary, second degree, Arizona guilty, other sanctions. 2003, armed robbery, Arizona guilty, other sanctions. He has a GV score of G2, V4.
Thank you, sir. Okay, Mr. Callen, we're going to have a summary of the case of the meeting. So, in November of 28th of 2018, we were released, and without an approved placement during the initial intake, we referred an approved to reside at Gateway RCD and Manual Day Program, 2501 Elm Street, Phoenix. And so we didn't complete the Gateway program like we were supposed to. Did you leave Gateway, or were you still there when you were violated?
I was still there when I got violated, sir.
Okay.
I know.
All right, so did you have any employment while you were out?
No, sir. I'm SMI, County Private Care, sir.
Okay. When you were released, you were enrolled in the task for random UAs. It was on looks like December 18th. You had a good sample, and it was positive for alcohol. And you didn't complete the V-Ray RCP and 90-day program as directed, and that's partly because you were you had alcohol in there. It looks like on the 14th of December, you were logged in the smart focus housing due to testing positive for, looks like oxy, is maybe like some sort of an opiate, and cocaine, and meth. Don't you take an oxycodone?
Yes, no problem. I got compound fractions in. I got them from an inmate, sir.
Okay.
I got hit by a cough, and 85 broke both my legs in 3 different places, plus broke me up ankle, dislocated the collarbone. So I'm going to admit to that, you know, that was a foolish mistake that I made, you know.
Okay. Well, then it looks like after that, on the 17th of December, you submitted to a breathalyzer, and you had a .175, and you were transported to a CDI for medical clearance detox. So you have an alcohol problem, sir?
Yes, sir. I'm going to admit to that, sir. I've made a few foolish mistakes all of my life, and I will admit to that, you know, but at that moment in time when I got released last time from Aspen Prison, they wouldn't let me go home, so I got released on my ERC days, you know. They wouldn't let me go to my siblings' house, and I will admit, you know, that I do got an alcohol and drug problem, and I'm more than willing 101% to put myself off in the NA as well as the NA program and get me a sponsor, someone that I can talk to that needs, you know, to lead me and guide me, which was doing the righteous way, because I will be 65 years old next month on the 6th. And this right here is getting old, and I don't want to spend the rest of my life off in jails and prisons, and I wanted to, like I was saying, sir, get back out there and give it 110% of my effort, as well as trying to do some kind of some kind of program for us talking, teaching the younger generations what I have been through. You know, and just trying to live a right life.
Okay, you said you don't want to spend the rest of your life doing what you've been doing and in prison and all that, but and you mentioned, you know, somebody to help you and guide you. That's what they were trying to do at Leeway, the RCBM program, was to, that 90-day program is a really good program if you follow it and stick with it, and helps substance abuse abusers to help get over their abuse problems, alcohol and drugs. Have you done any AA or NA classes?
Not since I've been back, sir. I ain't been back that long, but
well, what,
I've been off and out.
Did you look into that when you got out?
No, because no, like you said, we've been off in a program that I did attend to, along with a few of the other fellows there twice a week. And I did, you know, attend those programs there, you know, but I wanted to, you know, off in the future, you know, to get me, get off in the AA and NA and get me a sponsor, sir, you know, so I can allow, I'm seeking for help this time.
Okay, well, but you, you know, you've had more than one chance.
Yes,
I'm going to see if my fellow gentlemen have any questions at this time. No questions? Okay, sir, we're near the end of your hearing, but we'll be going into discussion shortly to make a determination. But before we do, we'd like to give you an opportunity to make a final statement. Anything else you'd like to tell the board that would be would help us make a decision? We ask that you don't repeat all the information we've already discussed, but if there's something else you'd like to tell us, now would be the time, sir.
Yes, I'd just like to say at this moment in time that I also want to be a big help to the community out there for helping my senior citizens out and going to a senior citizen of you know, community of center and everything and talking to, you know, talking to the younger generation about, you know, my lifetime of history of juvenile jails and prisons, and make them see the light for the future for the younger generation. You know that this is not your place to be, you know. And that's about all I'd like to say, sir.
All right, thank you, sir. The board will be willing to discussion now for any determination. We'll be talking amongst ourselves. You may think we're addressing you, but we won't be. But we ask that you stay on the phone, just remain silent, and once we've made a determination, I'll get back to you, okay?
Okay, thank you, officer, very much.
All right, the board is now in discussion. Well, Mr. Kelly is in an unfortunate situation. He has some alcohol and drug issues, but when they we got released and they put him in a very good program to try to help him with that, he insisted on drinking and we gave him some drugs and couldn't complete the program they put him in. And although now he says that he would be, he'd do it now, but it's up to him. And it was up to him, and he didn't do it when he would get before the opportunity. Now I just don't see him as a good candidate for the attorney committee supervision at this time, but I'm willing to listen to discussion from my fellow board members.
Agreed.
No discussion. Okay, well, based on all the information in warrant number 2018W3746, the information of testimony, Mr. Kelly, and information from the Department of Corrections, I'm going to move to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Kelly as a delinquent, violating the terms and conditions of the supervision, and have lapses without the lapse in the criminal areas or company.
Second.
Agree.
Motion by myself, second by Mr. Thomas, agreed by Dr. Wright, Mr. Thomas, and Mr. Rittenhouse. All right, so the board has voted to revoke your community supervision at this time. However, you are scheduled to be released on the 30th of July of 2019. I'd suggest that between now and then, you try to get yourself some AA and NA programming there inside. Get yourself a good plan for some treatment when you get out so that you can get off the alcohol and can stay out of prison. But you do have to remember that it's all up to you. You can have all the sponsors and all the helpers and all the people that really wish you luck to help you out there, but you're not going to succeed unless you're willing to do it yourself. And just like in RCDM, where everybody was there to help you, but you chose not to do it. So we give you some best luck. This will end your hearing, and would you put the CO3 back on the phone, please?
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir. Yeah, good evening. Thank you.
Thank you.